I'm really enjoying London today, for all its faults. It's kind of weird. It's bathed in a strange kind of spring light, which I really did not expect to see this morning when I left my house in torrential rain and donned a very long ventile walking jacket, which I've never really worn outside of some kind of torrential rain-soaked wilderness hike with a dog. And so as I stood outside the Guardian's head offices this morning with the sun baking my surroundings, standing dressing like a farmer who'd just been teleported suddenly, I felt a little bit out of place. And it's kind of weird. I sometimes loathe being in the city because of the pollution and the chaos and the people not paying any attention to each other. But I've met and bumped into some really lovely people today. Not only people I know and hugely respect, but others that I've never met before and happen to have a chance conversation with. And I could kind of see as I walk across London and try not to take too much public transport the villages that do exist here when the sun comes out and people's heads are raised just a little bit off the pavement. That's all it takes. And I had a really good meeting at the Guardian and conversations afterwards over lunch around comparing this place, for example, with New York and the States, with an American telling me that, wow, London is so clean. And I'd never thought of it as being clean. But then I kind of remember my last visit to New York, and it was cold and wet, and there was a lot of rubbish on the streets being blown around all over the place. And it was on a day when people were obviously celebrating some kind of national Be Rude to Random People Day. Obviously, it's not always like that. And yeah, I'm reminded of how much people make a place. And that today's sunshine has obviously lifted everybody out of some kind of funk. And it's nice to once again have eye contact and a smile amongst the throng. I'm just off to meet Bill Thompson for a spontaneous pint before he jumps on a train, and I hopefully go and catch up with a few more people at an unconference which is or isn't happening somewhere in the vicinity for those that aren't at Mobile World Congress. I think the hashtag is not at MWC. And yeah, I'll soak up a little bit more of London before I myself jump on a train and head back to my own village.